Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil. A bunch of scoops at the top of Playbook this morning. First up, Vice President Mike Pence brought in $600,000 for the Republican Governors Association in Philadelphia. This is on behalf of Scott Wagner, the Republican nominee for governor of Pennsylvania. On the Democratic side, a big scoop, we have the DNC shortlist for its 2020 convention. The locations in the running include Houston, Miami Beach, Milwaukee, and Denver. The convention is in July 2020. The RNC had a record-setting cash haul for the month of May. The committee brought in $14.6 million, a record for a May of a non-presidential year. This brings the party's haul for the cycle up to $199.1 million. The party has $47.1 million on hand and no debt. And a first in Playbook, Democratic ad man Mark Putnam's firm has cut a bio spot for MJ Hagar, a Democrat running against Texas Congressman John Carter in a district north of Austin. This is a heavily Republican district, which Carter routinely wins by 20 or 30 points. The ad is entitled Doors, a theme carried throughout the ad. Hagar had roughly $130,000 on hand at the end of March, compared to $350,000 for Carter, a pretty low sum for an incumbent. Democrats are hopeful they could catch the eight-term 76-year-old Carter unprepared for a big race. Putnam most recently cut a series of ads for Amy McGrath, who won a primary to face Kentucky Congressman Andy Barr. Let's boil down that Trump House Republican meeting last night. First of all, Trump dumped on Congressman Mark Sanford, a Republican of South Carolina. Trump asked voters to oust him from office last week. Sanford wasn't at the meeting because his JetBlue flight was stuck on a runway in Charleston. Trump said, "Is Mark Sanford here? I just want to congratulate him on running a great race." Sanford was not there. He then called Sanford a nasty guy, and the room booed. Sanford is pretty well liked in Republican circles. Here's the good news for Republicans about the meeting last night. Trump did not upend the party's plans to pass a series of immigration bills this week. He gave leadership the endorsement of the two pieces of legislation they could use. "I'm with you all the way," Trump told the GOP. Here's the not-so-good news for Republicans. Trump did not endorse a single bill. He hinted at elements of bills he liked, but didn't explicitly endorse one single piece of legislation. That's really what Republican leaders wanted him to do. Here's where things stand. Rachel Bade and John Bresnahan report that House Republicans are far from the 218 votes they need to pass a compromise immigration bill. Over in the Senate, at this point, Senate Democrats led by Chuck Schumer are taking the position that the president should fix this and legislation isn't necessary. It's completely possible that Senate Democrats could overplay their hands here by rejecting a solution embraced by both parties. By the way, Trump said in the meeting with House Republicans that Ivanka told him the images coming from the border are bad. Ivanka still has not spoken publicly about the issue. A bunch of stories this morning following the money along the border. Bloomberg is reporting that Trump's immigration child detention centers will funnel nearly $500 million to a Texas nonprofit. NBC reports that the cost of holding migrant children who have been separated from their homes in newly created tent cities is $775 a night. Angry protesters confronted DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen last night at MXDC on 14th Street. So far, Trump is backing her, tweeting his support last night. Andrew Ristucci reports that Deputy Chief of Staff Joe Hagan is stepping down next month, leaving a big hole in the ranks of senior West Wing officials. The latest on trade, Politico reports that China could hit the U.S. where it hurts in its trade dispute. Whether it's encouraging Chinese consumers to give up their Big Macs or making it harder for U.S. companies to open bank accounts, Beijing could rely on a number of tactics that have served it well in previous trade spats to turn up the heat on U.S. companies. The Wall Street Journal reports the White House is still confident it has an edge over China in its trade dispute. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will meet with members of Congress in the morning. He'll have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. In the afternoon, he'll fly to Duluth, Minnesota, where he'll participate in a workers' roundtable and a campaign rally before returning to Washington tonight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.